If you would take the Holy Scriptures tonight and turn with me to the book of Revelation, and as you're turning, I'd like to just say a couple of things before I read the Scripture and begin. It's a real joy for me to be here with you, a real honor. I am humbled that I'm among such caliber and quality of men as I find myself surrounded by tonight, and it's a real joy for me. The second thing I'd like to say is this, that we are dealing with a subject that is so immense that I believe we'll spend all eternity fathoming, learning about this great and glorious God. I believe that when we get to heaven, that what we will do is we will know more and more and more and more of this incomprehensible God. And that when we have been there a billion years or a trillion years, however many, we're still going to be dazzled by His splendor. And the best that we can do down here is nothing compared to what is waiting for us. Now, I say that to try to help my dear brother Jeff and those men that are going to be following me. I know that many times in conferences, I've sat either going to be evening speaker, one of the last speakers, and everybody gets up and they steal my thunder. I go back to my motel room or wherever I'm staying. I'm reworking my sermon notes. I'm going through it like crazy. He's already said this. He's already said that. And one day I just got to thinking, you know what, brethren? If it's God's truth, it's worthy to be said. If it's worthy to be said once, it's worthy to be said a million times. And if there's any overlapping, then, brethren, let's don't worry about it. I'm kind of glad I'm first so nobody can steal my thunder tonight. But if there's any overlapping, man, God's truth is worth hearing a thousand times, isn't it? And then thirdly, my heart has been so stirred and burdened for pastors that maybe have been going through some rough patches at this time. I don't know what's going on in your own heart, your own homes. Sometimes we have children that confess the name of the Lord Jesus. They turn from Him. They break our hearts. Don't know what's going on in your churches. Maybe some of you are fighting great battles. But it's my desire that if you're here and you're a pastor or you're aspiring to the ministry or whatever it might be, but especially if you're a pastor, that the Lord will refresh and strengthen your heart, and that when you leave this place, you leave here fortified, ready to put your hands to the plow again and preach this God of unsearchable riches as He has made Himself known in the face of Jesus Christ. And may the Lord be pleased to give us that in these few short hours that we're going to be together. The subject that was assigned to me is the omnipotence of God. I want to read one verse of Scripture in your hearing this evening. Another thing I was going to say is that I strongly believe in expositional preaching. I was praying and searching to try to find one passage in which I could find encapsulated within that passage the whole of the omnipotence of God. And I couldn't do it. The Scriptures are so permeated with the power and the might of God Almighty. So this is a subject tonight rather than just one particular passage. But to launch us, I would like to read Revelation 19, verse 6. And we almost need Handel's Messiah sung here as we hear this. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. Hear the word of the living God. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of many thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. May the Lord add His blessing to His word and give us ears to hear. Let's pray. Great God, our Father, we bow before You now. This that we have read, we believe. We don't believe that Jesus is waiting to come to restore his reign, but that he is reigning even at this moment. We believe, as Peter said, that you raised him from the dead to sit upon David's throne. And there he is sitting and ruling and reigning. And there you have directed him to sit until you make all of his enemies his footstool. Tonight I pray, O Father, that you will bring all of our hearts and all of our minds under the government and rule of your word and give us great visions of yourself as revealed in the Holy Scriptures. And we will thank you as we ask in the mighty name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Bypassing the Reformers and Puritans, giants among whom there are no equals, I'd like to begin by quoting someone that as a young Christian I read, and then just in the past few weeks or so I picked him back up again and found him to be almost prophetically insightful, and that's A.W. Tozer. He wasn't